We are working with an organization called Makokoba Healthcare Initiative. We linked up with them because they are on the ground. As you know, it's not easy if you're in this country to manage something that is in Zimbabwe. So we sort of like feed onto them because they are on the ground. They can look at the need. We provide them with the resources. At the moment, we have provided scholarships to a few orphans, and we are looking to do more projects with them.
How many people are we talking about here that you are actually helping?
We've only just started. At the moment, we've got 3 girls in our books that we are offering scholarships to.
So what type of scholarships?
Paying their fees and uniforms. That's currently what we are doing.
Now, what drove you to start this kind of project?
It's being able to give back, and as well as looking at the desperate situation that people are in Zimbabwe. And we're looking at children who are very much in need as well, but they have capability to actually change their lives around, really, and give them something, give them hope to improve their situation. Otherwise, the hope will hardly be there.
So when did you start doing this project?
Officially, working with other organizations, we started last year, but it's something that as individuals we've always done.
And why Makokoba Healthcare Center?
Because it's the only organization that we happened to be in contact with.
How feasible is it to work with such organizations, and you are based in UK?
It's feasible in the sense that as long as there is clarity from the beginning how you intend to work together, and you share the same vision and goal to alleviate our people from difficulties, from poverty. You know, it becomes that just that sharing of that vision, it makes things easier.
How difficult is it to raise funds in UK to actually cater for the needs of the poor?
For us, because we are a gospel group that is growing, we raise funds when we've got concerts. We are also working with another charity here in the UK, which is called Ahava Love Ministries. What we do is they are a registered charity, so they are working all over the world. They've got the capacity to raise funds, so and we haven't. So what we do is we work through them. We raise funds through them. If we've got concerts, we will have raffles. We will have the boxes where they put money, and sometimes we do fundraising concerts to raise some money.
What do you hope to achieve through this program?
To be able to make a difference, to be able to make a difference in people's lives, to give them hope. At the moment, we are trying to raise money for another girl who passed very well, and she needs to do A-levels. She hasn't got any source of income in the family. The father is in jail. The mother is blind. And that girl is perfect. She's very good, academically very good, and she did very well in O-levels. So we are trying to raise money for her to go on to A-levels and hopefully university, and hopefully, you know, she can bring upon hope in the whole family.
Do you hope to actually expand?
We hope so. At the moment, we mainly concentrate in music, and hopefully as we grow, we can have a department that is mainly charities department within the whole organization. But at the moment, because we haven't got the resources and the manpower to manage another department, we are working through other charities.